The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Here we are, all ready for another meeting of the Refreshment Club with more good songs, good music, and good fun. And Don McNeil, our happy-hearted punster and punster, is all set to go. Don't forget that the Refreshment Club meets at this time every day from Monday to Friday through the courtesy of the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. We offer you this refreshing musical pause in your busy day just as ice-cold Coca-Cola from your refrigerator offers you a refreshing pause anytime, every day. Now let the show go on. Order, please, order. We begin our meeting with a roll call. Clark Dennis.
Hello.
Helen Jane Belke.
All set.
Walter Blaufuss.
Present.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All here. Okay, Don, let's go.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Ah, good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. It's first call for refreshment with a number directed right at you, refreshment clubber. Gee, but you're swell. Freshman clubbers are doing while we're on the air. I'd like to hear from you about that. Maybe Midge Miller of San Francisco, California, is just taking it easy in front of the radio while the dishes take it easy in the sink. Maybe Miss Lewis of Alston, Massachusetts, is just sort of half reading a book. Maybe she jumped up when I mentioned her name. Huh? Maybe C. Clinton Fisher of Sabina, Ohio, has been waiting for 10 minutes to hear Clark Dennis sing Serenade in the Night. Well, he's going to enjoy it because here it is.
Serenade in the night, neath the fair lady's window, just the same serenade that I tenderly played on a night long ago. There were stars in the sky, and I sang neath the roses, but she gave not a sign that she'd ever be mine, and my love story closes. Oh, why must the south wind be bringing in? Oh, why must my heart keep on singing it? Serenade in the night, from the past comes to haunt me, when I hear that refrain, oh, my heart aches again, for that lost love of mine. Set a net in the night. From the past comes to haunt me. When I hear that refrain, oh, my heart aches again for that lost love of mine.
Very nice, Parks. Well, as we promised you yesterday, Frankie Papilla and his accordion are here with us today about to do a solo. Frankie, that famous self-taught accordion player from St. Louis, Missouri. One of a family of how many accordion players, Frankie?
Four.
Five. Accordion players.
Four, I think.
Four?
I don't remember.
At the latest count, huh?
Yeah.
One's probably starting in on the mouth organ and working up to an accordion. How many are there in your family,
Frankie? Eight.
Eight? They most of them still live in St. Louis, or any of them?
Two sisters living there now.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of refreshment clubbers in St. Louis.
I know.
Yes, indeed. Frankie, I was saying you were a self-taught accordion player. I wasn't sure about that. Did you didn't really teach yourself, did you? I mean, I thought maybe correspondence. Have you ever had a lesson by correspondence?
You bet. I never write to girls anymore.
Well, that's all right. I didn't have that in mind. But as long as you brought it up, remember, Frankie, the language of love is universal, but no man ever got far in Dutch. Frankie, I know no one ever played Dinah better than you did on the accordion. Prove it, will you? Jane, what's on your mind today?
Well, Don, I've got a little puzzle for you. Do you want to hear it?
Puzzle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. We haven't had one in a long time. Go ahead.
Well, once there were two train engineers, and they both started out their trains on the same track at the same time, at the opposite end of the track, and they came towards each other. Now, one of them was Swedish, and the other one was drunk.
Oh.
Now, why is it that they never collided?
Just a minute. Two engineers, two trains, opposite ends of the track coming together. One was Swedish, one was drunk. Why didn't they collide? I give up.
Well, north is north and south is south. Never the twain shall meet.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. North is... Helen Jane sings, if I should lose you, south is south. Never.
If I should lose you, the stars would fall from the sky. If I should lose you, the leaves would wither and die. The birds in Maytime would sing a mournful
refrain, and I would wander around, hailing the sound of rain. With you beside me, the rose would bloom in the snow. With you beside me, no wind in winter would blow. I gave you my love, and I am living a dream, but living would seem in vain if I lost you. And I'll be living a dream, but living would seem in vain if I lost you.
Again, presenting that mastermind of radio, that man whose years of browsing in the libraries of the great universities of the world have given him the power of dispensing invaluable advice to the lovelorn, that man among women, Elmer.
Ah!
Are you ready for today's letter, Elmer?
It's a good thing this microphone ain't turned on louder. The pity-pats of me heart would sound like a riveting machine on a tin roof.
Here's a letter from Mrs. R.L. of Bingham, Utah. She says,
quote,
my face is my fortune.
Well, never mind that. The richest people ain't always the happiest.
Now, Elmer, don't get insulting here.
Quiet. It's the caveman in me. Pre-see.
She says that Oscar is a very devoted husband, and I love him. But sometimes he gets on my nerves.
Pardon me a minute. That reminds me. I gotta call a doctor. Do you mind?
No, go right ahead.
Give me the phone.
Okay, here it is.
Give me operator, 241.
Are you calling the operator?
Sure, that's me, doctor.
Oh, I see.
Hello, doc. Say, me wife just dislocated her jaw. If you happen to be out my way in the next week or two, call in and see her. Uh-huh. Hmm? Yeah. So long.
To get back to this letter, Alma. This woman's husband gets on her nerves. She wants to know what to do about it.
Well, the first thing to remember is a husband's got to trust his wife. For instance, when I was married, me wife wanted to go and live with her folks.
Well, why didn't you go and live with her folks?
We couldn't. They were still living with their folks.
There's a P.S. on this letter, Elmer. She says, if my husband would only prove he's a hero, I'd go for him again in a big way.
Not always, sister. Not always. We had a fire at our house one dark night, and I rushed upstairs. Grabbed me wife and says, don't be afraid, sweetheart. I'm here, and I'll save you. You know how much I love you, Gertie. And that's where I made the big mistake.
Why?
My wife's name is Bessie. Unquote. Toodaloo, gal.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Don McNeil suggested that today I tell you a little secret about what goes on in this broadcasting studio. Tell me, Don, how many people are taking part in this broadcast? You suppose about 25?
Oh, make it 26. Let's include Elmer.
Of course we'll include Elmer. Elmer gets tired and thirsty, too. And that's the point of my story. You see, when rehearsing for this program, everybody in the studio takes a 5-minute rest period every hour. Everything stops and everybody relaxes for a short rest. It's a union rule for musicians, and it has become a studio rule for everybody. Simply because everybody works better, plays better, acts better when they pause now and then. And that's just the sort of rest period that an ice-cold Coca-Cola can turn into the pause that refreshes. Try it in your own home, with your own work, with a frosty bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola from your family refrigerator. You'll find you will enjoy it, and it will make your housework easier. If you haven't got ice-cold Coca-Cola ready in your refrigerator, ask your favorite dealer for one of the handy 6-bottle cartons of Coca-Cola. You'll be glad you did. All right, Don?
And now Clark Dennis is going to sing one of your old favorites for you. I love you truly.
I love you truly, truly, dear. Life with its sorrow, life with its fear, fades into dreams when I feel you are near. For I love you truly, truly, love. 'Tis something to feel your kind hand. Ah, yes, 'tis something by your side to stand. Gone is the sorrow, gone doubt and fear. For you love me truly, truly, dear.
Very sweet, Clark. If you could see our orchestra now, you'd see a gentleman waking up in the back row. A gentleman we know by his correct name of Carol Martin, or Sleep in Motion. Good old Rip Van Winkle on the march. Old sauntering slumber himself. Carol Martin, our trombonist, who goes to sleep quite often. The laugh you just heard came to you through the courtesy of I Laugh When the Spirit Moves Me Bluff. There he goes again. But speaking of Carol Martin, as I was, Carol went to the dentist the other day, and I saw the dentist, and I was so doggone mad at how I could have crowned him. Quiet. Slipped out unintentionally there. But this dentist, Carol went there to have a tooth pulled, as he does every so often when the tooth moves him. And Carol said to the dentist, said, pull my tooth. And the dentist said, okay, but I won't give you any gas for it. And Carol was kind of slighted. He almost woke up, in fact, when the dentist said that. And so I said to the dentist, why didn't you give Mr. Martin some gas to ease the pain of the tooth extraction after all? The dentist said, well, after all, how would I know when he's unconscious? Yeah, but that doggone old dentist, he should just tune in the refreshment club, that's all, and hear Carol Martin play Theodore trombone. Carol calls it Teddy trombone, but I don't know it as well as he does.
Uh-huh.
Well, go on. That was Carol Martin's Trombone Sneer. Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memory with the Cavalleria Rusticana. Poems of sentiment in which the W.B. Conkey Company has published many of Ella Wheeler Wilcox's favorite poems contains one called Was, Is, and Yet to Be, Past, Present, and Future. Which one interests you? Well, Was, Is, and Yet to Be were chatting over a cup of tea. In tarnished finery smelling of musk, Was talked of people long turned to dust, of titles and honors and high estate, all forgotten or out of date, of wonderful feasts in the long ago, of pride that perished with nothing to show. I loathe the present, said Was, with a groan. I live in pleasures that I have known. And then, yet to be, in a gown of gauze, looked over the head of musty Was, and gazed far off into misty space with a rapt expression upon her face. Such wonderful pleasures are coming to me, such glory, such honor, said yet to be. No one dreamed in the vast has-been of such success as I shall win. The past, the present, why, what are they? I live for the joy of a future day. And then practical is, in a fresh print dress, spoke up with a laugh. I must confess I find today so pleasant, she said. I never look back and seldom ahead. Whatever has been is a finished sum. Whatever will be, why, let it come. Today is mine. And so, you see, I have the past and the yet to be. For today is the future of yesterday and the past of tomorrow. I live while I may. And I think the secret of pleasure is this, and this alone, said practical is. Go and call on your refreshment club honey, Helen Jane Belkey, to sing a song for you now. Helen, I've been sort of reading over the papers the last few days, discovered a lot of things that interested me.
Well, Don, let me hear them, too.
I found a definition of America.
Of America?
America is the country where when a husband says, my wife and I are one, it may be true. When he says, my wife and I are 10, she's the one and he's the cipher.
No? Oh!
Not bad, though, is it?
No.
Then, I found out another thing. If you ever keep house, you'll find this is true, that it's plenty tough to pay 40 cents a pound for meat. Isn't that true, Wheeler? Huh? It's all going right. Just think how much tougher it would be if you only paid 10 cents, though.
That's right.
Then I read another thing, another article there, about a German engineer. He declared that he can construct absolutely undentable bodies for motor cars.
Undentable bodies?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could do the same thing for pedestrians? Then I saw that over in Italy there, they devised a... Listen to this, Papila and Mana and Tipperary over there. I understand that in Italy, they've devised a process of making wool out of milk. Wool out of milk. Isn't that great? Make the cows feel awful sheepy. Well, I saw some other things, but I'll let it go. I got to the comic section then, forgot all about it. What are you going to sing, Helen Jane?
Did you mean it?
That's new.
Did you mean it when you made that mischief dance in your eyes? Did you mean it when it ended in a kiss? And did you mean it when you made me see new stars in the sky? Did you mean it? Was it much too sweet to miss? And did you mean that remark that you whispered in the dark? You said you'd be absolutely on the up and up with me. Did you mean it when you held me while the night drifted by? Did you mean it? I hope you did, 'cause so did I. Did you mean it when that mischief danced in your eyes? Did you mean it when it ended in the kiss? La-da-dee-dum. Did you mean it when we saw new stars in the sky? Did you mean it? Was it too sweet to miss? And did you mean that remark that you whispered in the dark? Oh, you said you'd be absolutely on the up and up with me. Did you mean it holding me while the night drifted by? Did you mean it? Hope you did, because there must be, so did I.
That was very cute what you did there, Helen, as well. Now it's last call for refreshment with Jerome Kern's Who from Sunny. Freshman Club for today. Be ready tomorrow at this same time for another gay and tuneful get-together with Clark Dennis, Helen Jane Dalkey, Walter Blaufuss, and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, piano solo by Bill Kranz, and our guest tomorrow, the cadet. This is yours truly, Don McNeil, saying, until tomorrow, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.